From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The number of licensed abortion clinics in Missouri has grown from one to two, and a third clinic is expected to begin taking appointments soon. Planned Parenthood Great Plains received a license to book appointments for non-surgical abortions at its Kansas City clinic. The organization also is expected to receive a license for surgical and medical abortions at its Columbia clinic in the next few days. Currently, only the St. Louis clinic is allowed to perform abortions in Missouri. The State Department of Health and Senior Services issued the license after a judge halted a state law restricting the practice. The University of Missouri has officially terminated Galen Supes, professor of chemical engineering, in a year-long ongoing process. Elizabeth Loboa, dean of the College of Engineering, has accused Supes of, among other things, intimidation, harassment, and bullying of students.
That was just with the students, and there's more with them. With faculty and staff, similar behavior, a pattern of intimidation, harassment, and bullying.
According to the Columbia Missourian, Supes was also involved in a legal debate with the university concerning intellectual property rights, accusing the school of refusing to give him legal ownership of his research. A federal judge dismissed the school's lawsuit in 2009, but last month a jury ordered the former professor to pay $600,000 to the University of Missouri system for violation of contract and working in competition against the system. Around 200 people gathered with signs and flags for a Defend DACA demonstration outside the Boone County Courthouse yesterday. Supporters came out to show solidarity with DACA recipients, also known as Dreamers, and their opposition to President Trump's decision to rescind the Obama-era program, which makes it possible for some undocumented people brought to the U.S. as children to stay, work, and go to school. The Columbia Missourian reports that Missouri has nearly 4,000 DACA applicants. The event was hosted by Como for Progress, which urged the crowd to take action by signing petitions and calling state and local representatives. Missouri municipal workers are assisting with the recovery efforts in Orlando, Florida, after destruction caused by Hurricane Irma. 36 workers started today by assisting with damage assessment, which will tell them what materials they need to begin repairs. Columbia Assistant Director of City Utilities Ryan Williams says 10 Columbia Water and Light employees volunteered to go to Florida.
Most of our folks are always willing to reach out and help other people. It's a great thing and an honor to be called and go help and serve others.
Williams says the workers don't currently have an anticipated return date. People in Columbia facing arrest for failing to appear for traffic tickets or other ordinance violations will soon be given the chance to turn themselves in rather than face arrest. The Columbia Missourian reports that people can turn themselves in at either 9 a.m. or 4 p.m. Monday through Friday from September 25th to 29th on the second floor of the municipal court located at 600 East Broadway. Those who come to the court at other times will be placed on the next available docket that day, according to the news release. People who take advantage of the opportunity will be able to resolve the case that day or reschedule a new court date. There are approximately 1,000 outstanding warrants for the month of August, and Columbia's municipal court judge says he hopes people will take advantage of the opportunity for a fresh start. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.